Haskell, Brother and Sister, St. Helena, California, October 2, 1908. Elder Haskell, Oakland, California. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, I shall not be able to attend the meeting at Madison, Tennessee. I did hope that my strength would be sufficient for this journey, but I know that I will not be able to take it. The General Conference will be held in Washington in about 7 months. If the Lord strengthens me, I hope to attend that meeting. I wish I could feel clear in regard to all the things I desire to do. Your thoughtfulness in calling at our house was very gratifying to me. I hope that you will be able to help the work in Nashville. May the Lord give you wisdom. I have sent messages to Brother Ford. He is inexcusable in pursuing the course he has followed. If he still refuses to walk according to the light that has been given, I shall have to let others know what I wrote him. All that Elder Butler has done in the matter of Edson White and Ford has been to vindicate Brother Ford. Elder Butler has made a mistake here. I do not regard Brother Ford's case as hopeless, but I know that he will do strange things that the Word of God will not justify him in doing. He saw Edson White in a hard place, and he took advantage of the situation. Such a course of action can never be approved by God. Edson White has worked to help his brethren when he found them in close and trying places. The Lord has kept a record of every action done to relieve the necessities of the afflicted, both colored and white. I am instructed to say that no one can safely manifest the spirit shown by Brother Ford toward Edson White. For the evils resulting from the manifestation of such a spirit will surely be reflected back upon the one who does the wrong. Brother Ford's actions have revealed a character as hard as flint. I would not write this to Edson White, for I hoped the testimony borne to Brother Ford would be sufficient. I have been very busy searching through my writings for matter that I wish to have reprinted. I have not strength to do more today. The influenza has left me, but I am suffering with pain in my right side and limb. You will understand, Eld Haskell, that it is difficult for me to leave home just now. The work that should be done on my books is burdening my mind. When I am called off to visit other parts of the field, my workers are often greatly inconvenienced and the work is hindered. My visit to Southern California took me and several of the workers away for about 5 weeks. I write this that you may know how difficult it would be for me to visit Nashville at this time. I feel that it is my duty to attend the meeting at Washington, and I will go if the Lord gives me strength to do so. W.C. White is improving. I have been very anxious concerning him. The operation which Dr. Rand performed for him, we believe to be a success. If you hear anything more concerning the Buena Vista property, let me hear it.